from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM. The Fancy Sparky Fiver with you. Chicago Charlie Houston producing the show, other side of the glass. Been looking at this interview for a couple weeks since I booked it. Very, very excited. It's making the news, and it's just going to get bigger and bigger making the news as more and more excerpts out of this book continue to come out. He is the author of Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers, available to you coming up on the 20th of August. That's next Tuesday. Ian O'Connor joins us now on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Ian, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, Sparky, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I guess first things first, I kind of am interested in knowing how this whole thing came about because, I mean, you got a lot of stuff that a lot of other people really haven't been able to get, which is interviews with Roger's parents, Aaron sitting down and talking to you about a lot of stuff that hasn't been talked about. Where did this idea come from, and then how did you move forward with it?
Well, initially, I was under contract to do a biography of LeBron James, and another book came out on LeBron, unbeknownst to me, and I just thought there would be some LeBron fatigue if I continued on. At the same time, Aaron got traded into my backyard,
right,
in New York. Now, I always had a fascination with the Packers because Vince Lombardi coached at my high school, and Vince Lombardi lived 8 houses from my childhood home in New Jersey. So there was that as well. And here's Aaron now in my backyard, and I thought he's the most polarizing athlete in maybe American sports at that point. He is the most popular American male athlete who hasn't had a defining bio written about him. So I traded LeBron for Aaron, and I think it was a good trade at the time. I guess readers will let me know if it was or not.
I think it's a great trade because I think there's, I mean, with all due respect to LeBron, I mean, his life has been an open book since he's been in high school for the most part. Rodgers, while he is very active in talking, there's still a lot of mysteries, like, for instance, the reason why him and his parents and family stopped speaking. And that kind of all comes out in this book as well.
Yeah, I talked to his parents, Ed and Darla, very nice people. And they agreed to talk about some of the issues they believe have separated them from their son. It's hard to believe now, this is going on nearly 10 years, that he hasn't spoken with his parents or his two brothers. And it really feels like from the outside looking in and looking at some of the issues that this should have died 5, 6, or 7 years ago. But yeah, and listen, they do lay a lot of the blame, not all of it, at the feet of Olivia Munn. Aaron obviously was dating at the time in 2014 when the estrangement started. But he hasn't dated Olivia Munn in 7 years. So it's obviously not all her fault. And there were other issues I think Aaron brought into that relationship where he felt, and his parents and family members disagree with this, but is too much of the family unit revolving around my success have my acts of generosity been taken for granted? Some of those feelings that I think Olivia Munn notarized. And there were other issues there as well. Some he did not want to talk about for public consumption. Of course, he did not appreciate at all Jordan, his brother, going on The Bachelorette and positioning or having the producer position two empty chairs to signify Aaron and Olivia not being there. Aaron said he wasn't even invited to the filming, not that he would have gone. So, but there are a lot of sort of petty things like that, that you look at it and you're like, yeah, this estrangement really has taken on a life of its own. It's a living organism that needs to be killed off. And I just don't think Aaron knows how to do it. And hopefully, I have a scene in the book, you might have heard of him hugging his father last summer at Lake Tahoe. I am hoping that that is the first baby step towards reconciliation. And I do think the road to reconciliation with the family will run through his father.
Talking with Ian O'Connor, author of a great new book coming out, Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers, available coming up next Tuesday, August 20th. Follow Ian on Twitter at Ian_O'Connor. I've always said for years that Aaron seems to be a chameleon to whoever he is with at the time, as far as how he dresses, how he acts, what he does. Whoever the latest girlfriend is kind of who he kind of becomes about kind of moving forward. I didn't realize that Danica Patrick and him were the ones that traveled to Argentina to get him onto his new latest thing that he likes to do that maybe should or shouldn't be banned by the NFL, but it worked out that way.
Yeah, ayahuasca, right. And Jordan Russell was really his best friend, another person who was exiled from Aaron's life for about 3 years. He made it back. He was one of the few who Aaron brought back into his life, but he was the first one who basically told Aaron about ayahuasca and his experience. And Aaron and Danica then went on that first trip, and he sat for a ceremony and drank the brew and felt a spiritual cleansing, also felt it cleared his mind to not only make him a better person and have better interpersonal relationships with people, although not including his estranged family, but also a better football player. And so he's continued on. I've never had that experience, so I can't comment on it. But his friend Jordan Russell told me it's like a lucid dream. And so he thinks the important thing is Aaron thinks it's helped him as a person and as an athlete. And so I'll take him at his word, since, again, I've never gone through one of those ceremonies.
Neither have I, and I don't plan on doing it either, Ian, at this point. I'm not going to do it, no. Let me ask you about, from a play-calling perspective, because when Mike McCarthy was here, early on, I think McCarthy had some control of what was going on with Rodgers. And then over the course of time, I think it kind of got away from him a little bit. And then Matt LaFleur got here, and then there was a struggle there as well between LaFleur and Rodgers and play calling and what they were going to call. And you got into some stories about times where Rodgers wanted to call certain things and maybe it didn't happen.
Yeah, well, the most devastating defeat, I don't know, Sparky, if you agree with me on this, because he's had a number of bitter playoff disappointments, but I think the 2014 NFC Championship game at Seattle.
We don't talk about that in the state of Wisconsin.
Right. Only in this context that he felt – he saw Dallas in the regular season really hurt the Seahawks defense with a handful of plays, about six of them, that Tony Romo ran to perfection against that defense. And he wanted McCarthy to run those plays over and over. And according to a veteran player on that team, McCarthy only ran two or three of those plays one time each, and Aaron was pretty upset about that. Now, they're still in position to win the game, and they didn't win it. And so, yeah, in retrospect, I think Aaron today has fonder feelings about Mike McCarthy than he did when he was playing for him. And there were times during the week he wanted things installed and plays put into the game plan for Sunday, and those plays were never called. So you're right, Aaron started taking more and more control at the line of scrimmage. In fairness, McCarthy did give him a menu of options to take to the line of scrimmage. And Aaron told me, listen, we won a Super Bowl together, and for a lot of years offensively, we lit it up. So he said, I didn't have a big problem with Mike McCarthy. And, hey, it didn't end well. Obviously, that end game for McCarthy was a bitter one. But I think both of them now appreciate their time together because they have not won a Super
Bowl. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Ball apart.
What about the relationship between him and Matt LaFleur and that transition?
Sparky, what was interesting is in their first or one of their first conversations, LaFleur tells Aaron, I want you to turn your brain off, your football brain off. And he said, Matt, that's not how I win games. He said, I need my brain on all the time. And you win games Monday through Friday or Saturday. That's how you win on Sunday. And I need my teammates to have those brains on at all times. So that was a bit of an interesting introduction or start to that relationship. But again, they did an awful lot of winning. He won two MVPs for LaFleur. And you look at the end game against Tampa Bay, to me is always that first and goal at the eight when they have a chance to score, get a two-point conversion, put that game into overtime. Aaron had actually out – Brady was terrible in that game.
Two, three picks. Yeah.
Right. Somehow found a way to win it. I still go back to that last play of the first half, and Pettine played man-to-man, right? So, see, those are the kinds of things that never seemed to happen to Tom Brady when Belichick was his coach. And also, he had the best offensive coordinator of his generation in Josh McDaniels. And let's face it, Aaron had a slightly better-than-average head coach, and he just didn't have a Belichick system around him to support him. But he could have made a play late against Tampa Bay, and then the two-point conversion to force that into overtime. And he put LaFleur in position to have to kick a field goal there because he said, hey, my quarterback did not gain a single yard on these three plays, and now it's fourth down, and we need to have points here and hopefully get a stop, which, of course, they didn't get. So I think that's a case where you can blame LaFleur for kicking the field goal, but from his perspective, you look at it and say, Aaron Rodgers did not gain me a single yard in three plays. I have no choice. So I can see it that way as well.
Talking with Ian O'Connor, author of Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. Great new book coming out here on August 20th, next Tuesday. Follow Ian on Twitter at Ian_O'Connor. He joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. I'm curious about this. I've always stated, and I think a lot of people have stated this, that Aaron always assumes that he's the smartest guy in the room, and sometimes that may get him in trouble when it comes to football. Agree or disagree?
Agree. Not just football, life. But by the way, just so I can make a point, the book's available on Amazon now for pre-order.
There
just a little plug, if you don't mind,
sure.
Sparky.
Yep.
But yeah, I just think he is a very smart guy. He got 1310 on his SATs, and he's intellectually curious about a whole lot of things, but not just in football, in life, because let's take the Jimmy Kimmel controversy, for instance.
Yeah.
He had no plan going on McAfee that day to talk about Jimmy Kimmel and the Epstein list. But he was talking about some other conspiracy with the Super Bowl logo, and his friend, former teammate A.J. Hawk, brought it up, just blurted out, doesn't that have something to do with the Epstein list? And then Aaron took it and ran with it and said something that was pretty reckless. Now, most of the viewers had no idea he was referring to Kimmel mocking him in the past. Nine out of 10 viewers walked away thinking Aaron just suggested that Jimmy Kimmel was going to be on this list. He was not saying that. I truly believe that. But because he outsmarted himself and got a little careless with his wording, he ended up in a pickle. And I think that's an example of, also, I've been immunized. Hey, let's see if the media asked me the right follow-up question. Well, he ended up outsmarting himself. That was a very damaging public relations hit that I don't think he ever recovered from. And that changed his entire public life. So I think that there are moments in time on and off the field where a very smart guy has outsmarted himself. And yeah, that's a very fair way of looking at it.
I love Pat McAfee. I do. Aaron Rodgers made Pat McAfee a lot of money. But was it beneficial for Aaron Rodgers to be on that show?
I think so. I think in a lot of ways he got to show people around the country a different side of himself, to show his intelligence. And this past year just got carried away. It's typical New York Jets fashion. They got all the downside of employing Aaron Rodgers and none of the upside, his greatness on the field. It was all him. I think he's better when he's playing and talking as opposed to just talking. And so this year, if you look at the McAfee appearances, you would say that's a net negative, right? But overall, I think it was a positive until the injury knocked him out. And then all he was doing was talking and talking and talking and about a lot of off-field stuff. He's brilliant when he's talking about football. I think he'd be one of the best game analysts of all time if he decides to do that after retirement. And I think McAfee's been good for him until the Jets period, and then it got away from both of them, but really more Aaron. And I think next year, or this coming season, bring it back to football, occasionally stray off of football. But when McAfee and Aaron are talking about the game, it's great stuff, and I think great for the fans.
Ian, I got one last one for you, and it kind of a little bit more to me than anything else. So we have public service programming like every other radio station in the country, and you got to air an hour every week. And we do local public service, like 15-minute interviews amongst the four radio stations in our cluster, and then it airs on all the clusters. I do one every month with the guy that runs the War Memorial here in Milwaukee. And when I saw the story about Aaron Rodgers' grandfather, I was absolutely blown away, if you can tell it.
Yeah, and it's my favorite chapter in the book, chapter one. I told Aaron I wanted to open with a positive story about his family. And his grandfather, anytime as a writer you get a chance to write about one of the greatest members of the greatest generation, you take it. And his grandfather ran 44 combat missions against the Hitler war machine, which is more than double the average lifespan of a combat pilot in World War II in the European theater, and had some amazing acts of heroism. St. Patrick's Day in 1944, his plane's on fire, bullet-ridden, and he somehow got his B-24 back to the American base in Italy. Now, while he was flying over Nazi Germany, the rest of his squadron peeled off and went on to the next stage of the mission. They didn't abandon him. That was protocol. But Edward Rogers said, "I felt like the loneliest person in the world all alone over Germany." He got that plane back and saved 10 men. He also, when he was shot down and captured, as his plane was about to descend and crash, he steered his B-24 away from other American ships to make sure he didn't blow somebody else up. So that's the kind of hero he was. That story has never been told. I found an awful lot of formerly confidential and classified military documents through a man named Dan Matthews in Minnesota. And so I wanted to really bring him the glory and respect that he deserved and never got. I don't know why that story was never told. But occasionally in passing, you'd see a reference to his grandfather being a World War II veteran. But man, that guy was an absolute American hero. And that's why it's the title of my first chapter.
It's so good. Y'all have to go get this book. I'm telling you. Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. Again, coming up, available on the 20th. You can pre-order it now on Amazon. He is Ian O'Connor, the author. Follow him on Twitter at Ian_O'Connor. Thanks so much for coming on. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Sparky. Thank
you. Betcha. Take care. There is Ian O'Connor, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.